Daniel chapter 1, day 3. Further about the prophets and about food and delight. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every saying of God. Luke chapter 4, verse 4. Concerning the prophets, Arcana Celestia 6333, section 3. The word is given in order to unite heaven and earth, or angels with men. And therefore it has been so written that it may be spiritually apprehended by angels when naturally apprehended by men, and that in this way what is holy may flow in through the angels. By this means, union of angels and men is effected. Such is the word in both the historical and the prophetical parts, but the internal sense is less apparent in the historical than in the prophetical parts, because the historical parts have been written in a different style, yet still by means of significatives. The historical parts have been given in order that by them infants and children may be initiated into the reading of the word. For the historical parts are delightful, and rest in their minds, and by them communication with the heavens is given to them. And this communication is pleasing to the angels, because they are in a state of innocence and mutual charity. This is the reason why there is an historical word. There is a prophetical word, because when it is read, it is not understood by man except obscurely. And when it is understood obscurely by such men as there are now, it is perceived clearly by the angels, as it has been given me to know from much experience, of which, by the Lord's divine mercy, more elsewhere. Concerning food and delight. Arcana Celestia 995. It shall be food for you. That this signifies its delight, which they should enjoy, is evident from this, that any pleasure not only affects man, but also sustains him like food. Pleasure without delight is not pleasure, but is something without life. And only from delight is it called pleasure. Such also as is the delight, such is the pleasure. Corporeal and sensuous things are in themselves only material, lifeless, and dead. But from delights which come in order from the interiors, they have life. From this it is evident that such as is the life of the interiors, such is the delight in the pleasures. For in the delight there is life. The delight in which there is good from the Lord is alone living, for it is then from the very life of good. For this reason it is here said, Every creeping thing that lives shall be food for you, that is, for enjoyment. Some think that no one ever ought to live in the pleasures of the body and its senses who wishes to be happy in the other life, but that all these pleasures should be renounced on the ground that they are corporeal and worldly, withdrawing man and keeping him away from spiritual and heavenly life. But those who think so, and therefore reduce themselves to voluntary misery while they live in the world, are not well informed as to what the real case is. No one is forbidden to enjoy the pleasures of the body and its senses, that is, the pleasures of possession of lands and wealth, the pleasures of honor and office in the state, the pleasures of conjugal love and of love for infants and children, the pleasures of friendship and of interaction with companions, the pleasures of hearing or of the sweetness of singing and music, the pleasures of sight, or of beauties which are manifold, as those of becoming dress, of elegant dwellings with their furniture, beautiful gardens, and the like, which are delightful from harmony of form and color, the pleasures of smell, or of fragrant odors, the pleasures of taste, or of the flavors and benefits of food and drink, the pleasures of touch. For these are most external or bodily affections, arising from interior affections, as already said. Divine Providence 233, section 8. Now, in man's memory, the food is not material, but spiritual, namely truths, which in themselves are knowledges. And in the degree that man draws these from the memory by thinking, a process akin to ruminating, his spiritual mind is nourished. The will's love has a longing, an appetite, as it were, for these truths, and causes them to be drawn out and serve as nourishment. If that love is evil, it has this longing or appetite for unclean things. But if the love is good, it has this longing or appetite for clean things. And what is not suitable, it separates, removes, and casts out. And this is done in various ways. Questions. Are there styles of the word which appealed to you during different phases of your life? Why do you think the prophet Daniel starts out with a consideration of food? What do you suppose is meant by the food of the king of Babylon? What constitutes clean and unclean nourishment? What questions come to mind when considering these readings? What observations?